Indians began voting in a month-long general election today with signs an unstable coalition may emerge in the middle of an economic slowdown. The ruling Congress party-led coalition appears to lead against an alliance headed by the Hindu nationalist BJP, but both may need the support of a host of smaller and unpredictable regional parties to win office. The Catholic Bishops' Conference of India released a statement ahead of the elections appealing to Christians in the country for a prayer campaign and to be aware of their duties and responsibilities as citizens who not only cast their votes, but also actively participate in the political life of the nation. Christians have faced persecution across India, and particularly in Orissa state, where over 100 Christians were killed last year and thousands were driven from their homes. But the Secretary General of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India, Archbishop Stanislaw Fernandez, says that religion does not play a large role in this election.
The Indian voter is ultimately concerned about his own welfare, about the welfare of his community. There are so many issues like, for instance, good education, livelihood. There are so many farmers who have been committing suicide. So there is an economic issue. Those are the concerns that the people of the nation would like to address. If there are some other problems, it is because of poverty. There's a whole the Naxalite movement. There are clashes in the northeast. But those are because of poverty, because of illegal migrants, and so on. So when the ethnic divide is there, but it's not religion as such that is the cause of the disturbances. It's not only religion. I wouldn't put that as the foremost point.